When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm from Roscommon, 4 miles outside Roscommon town, and I'm a staff nurse up here in Dublin, working out in Beaumont Hospital. I've been in Dublin now about 4.5 years. Originally I was on the south side, I was working as a nursing assistant out in Dalkey, and then I started my training here 3.5 years ago in Beaumont Hospital. And I've been here since.
Do you like working and living in Dublin?
Oh yeah, I really like it now. Initially, you know, it was really daunting. I mean, coming from the country and then coming over here to Dublin, I mean, the big smoke. But I really love it now. I mean, I always wanted to work in Dublin. And I just got so many friends over here now. It's just, yeah, it's really good. I really enjoy it.
And do you miss home much?
Well, initially I did. I mean, I had so many friends at home and, you know, we'd finished school and everyone was going off doing their own thing. And people were going around, and, you know, starting college, and I started working up here. But now, like, the longer I've been up here, the more friends I have up here rather than at home. I go home and I see less people, you know, and, you know, they're all doing their own thing and I'm doing my own thing up here. So, you know, I have more friends up here at this stage, and I don't know if my friends at home are in college or they're gone abroad. So everyone's just leading their own lives now.
Did you find it lonely in Dublin at first when you came up?
Oh, yeah. When I was up here first, I was staying in a bedsit, you know, for about a month. And it was just so bad. I mean, I'd be in this room and everything was contained in this room. You'd go to work, come home from work, and, you know, you're just not living. Then sometimes I'd just fall asleep at 6 o'clock in the evening. My mum would be ringing at her. The fellow that owned the house, he didn't even know I was even there. Then mum would be at home in Roscommon thinking that, you know, there's something wrong. But then I sort of, my other friends came up and started working with me, and then I just, you know, we got our own flat, and then I left that place and I started training over here, and then I was starting with 43 other people. So we're all doing the same thing, we're all starting together. You know, it was great, and then you just start socialising, and you all got the same troubles. I mean, you got exams, and then, you know, you got starting on the wards, and just a whole new career. So it was really good. Like, I really like it now, because I have a lot broader range of friends.
One of the lads was coming in Saturday, and there was a crowd of them fishing around there. Yeah. One of them had a crab, smashed it against the side of the window.
The run consists of, I start in Ballinart 7:45 in the morning and arrive in Dublin at approximately 11:30, picking up people along the way, anywhere this, any town or anywhere along the road that these people have picked them up, and then I return, leave Dublin at 6 o'clock and return to Ballinart in approximately 10 o'clock at night.
How long have you been doing this run now, Jerry?
I've been at it now 8 years. When I started off, it was supposed to only last a couple of months, but eventually I bought a house in Ballina and I'm living down there now. And I'm doing this ever since.
And so you're not originally from Ballina?
No, I'm originally from Kildare. But when the run started, it was the only way we could run it, to live down there. And it was the right decision. I'm delighted. I love it down there.
And can you describe to me what it was like when you first started the run?
When we first started the run, it was very busy. At times there was 2 buses a day coming out of Ballina, every day. And then competition, CIE and Bus Éireann and the trains and cars, a lot more cars on the road now. So it's gone very quiet now compared to what it was then. But still, it's amazing all the people that come to Dublin every day to shop, visit. There's a lot of people from Mayo that have relations up in Dublin and, you know, in Kildare and so forth, and visit them. And that's our main business.
So has the numbers increased or decreased travelling the last 5 years?
Well, it's decreased, definitely. It's not near as busy. And again, there's so many shops down the west now, big shops, you know, Dunn's and all the main shops are down there now. So there's not as much need for people to come to Dublin as there was years ago.
What do you notice about the humour of people getting on the bus on, let's say, the weekend on a Friday evening?
Friday evening's great. There's a great buzz on the coach on a Friday evening. because especially during college term where the students are going home, the students love Fridays because, as they say themselves, they know they're going to get well looked after and decent food for the couple of days they're at home. And everyone is in good form and they just can't wait to get home. And it's amazing all the people that go home every weekend, you know, and some of them are sitting in the bus for 4 or 5 hours. That's no problem on a Friday evening. That doesn't bother them at all. Just as long as they get home, a lot of them can't wait to go out on Friday night and all the rest of it. They love it. It's great on a Friday. There's great atmosphere. Sunday is a bit different. There's a lot of resigned faces on a Sunday to another long week in Dublin, you know, and struggling to make ends meet. But it's amazing all the people that come to Dublin that won't go out during the week. They'll wait for Friday to come so they can go home and have a good weekend at home. And that's what keeps them going.
And would you know a lot of them by face now?
Oh, a lot of them, yes. It's a lot of them. And a lot of them by name. It's a, you know, and they're travelling so often that you're bound to get to know them. And then during the week you might meet their mother and their father and relations. And they, especially people that have travelled beforehand, you know, that have travelled in the last couple of years, and their mothers come up and tell you how they're getting on now if they've emigrated and if they're successful. And it's great to hear success stories like that. It's great to hear that people are getting on well. And they love to tell you that. And I think it's a personal thing. People find a personal touch a good idea. You know, it's nice to hear. It's nice to be able to talk to people. And it's, you know, it's nice to hear good success stories.
I always wanted to work in Dublin, and I love Dublin. Sometimes it's just really, you know, you just get sick of it, like, and the noise and the city, especially when you've lived in the country. I like Dublin. Yeah, I wouldn't like to be anywhere else. I like the city life.
Do you see yourself settling in Dublin for a long term, or would you like to go back home?
No. Well, I've done my training now, like, I'm qualified, and I always said that I'd travel after I got my qualifications, like, once a staff nurse. So I think maybe if I got another, you know, stayed here for another year or so, and then I can see myself going maybe down to Australia even, or going abroad.
If you enjoyed this documentary, you might like to listen to our other Documentary on One productions. Visit rte.ie/docon1.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.